So we find ourselves in the fifth mission of the fourth perek. Hamafter benavi upareis al shma over the fnei ateva. Getting the last aliyah because it wasn't formally part of the minyan shiva or whatever it is, whenever the haftorah is being read, was not considered the most mechubad of aliyos. So I tried to give a little bit of a compensation to allow the person in the days where they upareis al shma to lead the tzibur in that respect, or to serve as the shliach tzibur. More broadly, we might a katan. Okay, a katan can't be the shliach tzibor, but he can technically be the bala maftir. That's not the minhag in many kihilos. So it should be covered at tzibor. But al pidin, the katan is an olal minyan shiva, as we'll get to in a second. But the katan can be the maftir and can read the haftorah. But again, this is not the the prevalent minhag in established shuls. There's a situation that we had. My grandfather, Zichron Lebracha, was a little bit older. We did make a minyan very often at home for him. He wasn't able to walk. Under those circumstances, we had a lot of family members who were getting aliyos, obviously, because it's basically a family minyan. So sometimes we would have to bring in a katan for maftir, which is, again, acceptable. Katan avivu rabu over in al yado. Katan kori b'tora mitargim. So again, the ikra adin, the katan can be the mitargim, he can translate, and he can even read the Torah. What I was referring to before is it says akol olin the minyan shiva afilu isha afilu katan, but it's not a kavod atzibur. So technically speaking, a child could get an aliyah, a woman could get an aliyah, but it's not considered a kavod atzibur. So we restrict it to male adults. Avaleinu poreis al shma ve'enu over lifnei ateva ve'enu nosei es kapav. Now we say enu nosei es kapav, but that doesn't mean that there's no din of chinuch. He can certainly go up with his father. There's a little bit of a disagreement as to when it's appropriate to start duchening. How old were you when your father took you up?
Seven.
Right. So we try to avoid, and it's a very sanctified, you know, part of the davening. So, v'katan shelo higia l'chinuch, you know, and certainly anybody who's not going to be, you know, a constructive, let's say, addition to the Kohanim, we're machmiran, but right. That's what I've seen as well. That 7, 8, 9 years old is already a time a katan would not duchen by himself. And again, that's not an issue of davar shebikdusha. That's an issue of kavarat zibur. Pocheach means somebody whose sleeves are torn. This is where many shuls developed the minog that you should wear either a talus or a jacket. Here. So a polcheach poris eshma mitargim aveino kori b'torah aveino over lifnei ateva. It shouldn't be the shliach tzibur aveino nosi es kapav. What about a suma, a person who can't see? Poris eshma mitargim. Rav Yehuda Omer kol shelo ra meoros miyama aveino poris al shma. Right, to say the brachos that are associated with kriyat shma, especially yotzero v'erchoshach oser shalom v'eras hakol yotzer hameoros. A person doesn't benefit directly. The shitas Rav Yehuda was that a blind person should not lead those brachos because they're not benefiting in the most direct way. We don't accept that ruling as a psak, in the sense that the truth of the matter is that everybody benefits from daylight. If the world were dark, nobody could get around, even people who can't see have great challenges in that respect anyway, because there's always the ability to get help from somebody else. This is a remarkable thing to me. I had this walking back from shul a few weeks ago. There was a gentleman who wasn't able to see. And it's an amazing thing that even people can't see, to be able to walk on the street, to know exactly where you're going, to be able to train the brain that way. It's just a source of marvel. But in any event, even if that weren't the case, you have people who are able to get help from others. Others can see, others can lead a person around. And so, therefore, we don't accept the position of Rabbi Yehuda, because there's still plenty to give Shavach for, that other people can benefit from light and in turn benefit all of us in return. Those of us who are, Baruch Hashem, able to, you know, use our eyes, and those who unfortunately have this challenge, but are still able to benefit from all of those who do see in the typical fashion. I just wanted to point out, and it's very important to mention, that Migdolei HaMoraim, whether it was Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, we have some of the most central figures in the Talmud Bavli who weren't able to see, and they became enormous, enormous Talmidei Chacham. It's a very humbling thing. And remember, this is before the invention of Braille. It wasn't like they could sit and read, but, you know, in an era when they, you know, they would sit down and they would listen and, you know, make sure to commit to memory, and became, you know, great contributors to halachic discourse throughout the generation. So, you know, it's mechayiv everybody who doesn't necessarily have those challenges to be able to achieve greater and, you know, more impressive achievements in Limud HaTorah. So again, when Rabbi Yehuda says this, nobody should think for a second that Rabbi Yehuda is saying this out of prejudice or discrimination or a sense of, you know, this not being, not looking at people with great respect, but just as a technical matter to be able to say the Shavach of Yotzer Hamoros. I think everybody agrees that we hold the Summa, who commits themselves to Torah and Mitzvos, in a very special place, in a very high regard. And that's true today, as much as it was true then. Okay, hold it up there.